Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachyomi as we do every single day. Lilui Nishmas Avi Mori, Rav Hillel ben Meir Chamechel Zichrono Livracha, the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker Zichrono Livracha. Today we are in Sefer Koheles and we find ourselves in Perek Hey. Al Tivahel Al Picha V'Libchal Yemar Lo Tzi Davar Lifnei Elokim. Don't be so rash with your mouth. Don't be so, your heart so hasty to say something in front of Hashem. Ki Elokim b'Shamayim v'Atal Haaretz. Al Kein Yidvarecha Me'atim. Hashem's in Shemayim. You're on the ground, right? And so therefore, keep your words small. So don't be so quick, says Rashi, to make accusations against Hashem. Or by the way, says David Ezra, have a little kavana before you daven. Don't daven by rote, says Sforno. Hashem hears every single thing you're saying. So by the way, make your words few, but make them impactful. Right? Don't daven so much that your mind wanders, so you should get punished. Instead, what should happen? A dream comes from much concern, and foolish talk from many, many words. Right? Hashem, when you take on a neder to Hashem, don't delay paying for it, right? Because in the end of the day, Hashem has no liking for fools. It's better that you should pay your nedarim up right now. Now, Tova Shelo Sidor Mishatidor Velo Tishan. The Gemara in Nedarim says it's better, first of all, not to take a neder, than to take a neder and not pay it off. So Machlokas, therefore, is better than to take a neder and pay it off, or not to take nedarim at all. That's already Machlokas in the Gemara. Al Titena Espicha Lachtias B'Sarecha V'Al Tomar Lefnei HaMalach Ki Shigagahi. Don't let your mouth bring guilt onto your flesh. In the end of the day, don't stop your mouth from destroying your soul in Gehenna, says the Targum. And don't say in front of the messenger that kishgagahi, that it was an error. Why should Hashem be angered by your speech and destroy your work? In other words, after you've announced the pledge, don't tell the collector, whoops, I made a mistake, says Rashi. Right? And don't tell the malach, When the prosecuting Malach and Shemayim says what's going to happen, you're not going to be able to say it was a mistake. And by the way, you're going to destroy your mitzvos when you do such things. Kibirov chalomos, when a person has a lot of dreams, v'havolim, or futility, udvarim harbe, in a lot of words, kilo kim yira. Right? In the end of the day, you should have yira Shemayim. Don't let senseless dreams and the premonitions of false Nevi'im or wicked people hold you back from doing what Hashem wants from you. If you see oppression of the poor and suppression of justice and right and state, don't be astonished. You should just understand that there's someone who's higher on the high who watches, and there are those who are higher even on them. In other words, don't be surprised that Hashem lets Rishayim oppress the poor and the defenseless. That's Hashem's way. Ultimately, he's going to call the Rishayim into account, says Rashi. And you have to understand, Hashem safeguards everything and everyone in its right time and place. The advantage of the land is supreme. Even a king is indebted to the soil. In the end of the day, everyone may live a life of tranquility, benefiting from his own labor, but in the end of the day is that even a king needs to depend on the nature and the dirt of the ground in order to be able to survive. Oh, if Kesef lo yisba Kesef, somebody who loves money is never satisfied with it. Due to his miserliness, says Rashi, he'll never purchase enough food. By the way, umiyoe be'almon lo sevua gam zehevel. And by the way, if somebody who likes abundance, he doesn't take care of his basic obligations. People who spend their money on luxuries don't have regular supplies, and they just waste their money on frivolity. Pay attention and do mitzvos and get the staples for Olam Haba. Right? Birvos ha'tova rabu ochla ma'kishon le'ba'ala. By the way, as goods increase, so do those who eat them. So what advantage does the owner accept what his eyes see? right? Sweet is the sleep of the one who's supposed to be working. Because whatever he eats, the little or much, he'll consume. But the fact that, you know, when you work hard, so you know you're going to sleep. The bottom line is, the working man sleeps well at night because he already is accustomed to whatever his lifestyle is. The rich man is thought is up in the, at night trying to figure out how he's going to maintain what he has and pay the salaries, says the Sforno, and get more enjoyment, says Rashi. In the end of the day, if you do Hashem's mitzvos, says the Gemara in Sanhedrin, you'll be able to rest comfortably. The rich man who got a greater portion through Torah study, he won't go to sleep even in the grave, right? And that's what the pasuk may mean. He'll be able to constantly go over it. Yesh, by the way, there is something that you need to understand. Yesh ra chola raisi tachas hashamesh. There's a sickening evil that I saw under the sun. Osha shamar labala v'lerahaso. Its riches hoarded by their owner to his misfortune, right? In other words, one who neglects to do mitzvos with his money, his soul gets judged for every penny that he hoards. V'yavara osha ube inyan ra. And so he loses these riches in some bad investment. And then he gives birth to a son, and he's got nothing to give to the son. His hoarding only brings him suffering, and he loses the means to provide for his son. Just as a person comes out of the womb naked, then he comes back in, right? And he can salvage nothing from his labor to take with him. That is to say, there's also a sick thing. Just as he came, he has to live. So what do he gain by toiling for the wind? Right? And as he can't take his money with him, it's a rachola to devote his entire life to going after wealth, says the Sforno. His whole life he eats in darkness. He's greatly he's greatly frustrated, and he has only illness and anger, right? So what's more, what's the purpose over there, right? In addition to not having anything to give to his son and not having any of the riches with him, he has hoarding and all of that stuff, and all it did was bring him sickness, right? Hine asher ra'isi ani tov asher yafel lechov lishtos leros betova b'chol amalo she'amol tachas hashamesh. So what I see as good, sustain. It's suitable to eat and drink and enjoy pleasure with all your work that you do under the sun during the brief span of life, because that's your chelek. In other words, without overindulging, eat and drink. Without overindulging, have a portion in the Olam Haba through Torah study and Masim Tovim. That's good stuff. Every person to whom Hashem gave riches and possessions and gave him the power to enjoy them and to hold his chelek and be happy in his work, that is a gift from Hashem. That is to say, the Olam Haba that you get during your lifetime. Right? He should remember the days of his life are not many, right? While Hashem provides him with the greatness of his heart. He needs to remember the transient nature of human existence, and he should try to listen, and so no one else may know whether his giving was wholehearted. Hashem has the ability to affirm it. Okay, we'll stop here. Be'ezus Hashem will continue over Yom Tov, and everyone have a fantastic, amazing day.